If you ever find yourself wondering whatever happened to some of our old sporting legends, the award-winning web series Scratched might be for you. It's returned for its third season, celebrating five more incredible New Zealand athletes who perhaps didn't receive the spotlight they deserved at the time. The last two seasons tracked down some really great sporting heroes, Precious McKenzie, Anne Ordain, Mita McKenzie, who I mentioned earlier. And Natalie Wilson is the series producer. She also directed the first episode with triathlete Erin Baker, and she joins us now. Hi there, Natalie.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Congratulations to you. And I've discovered myself in the last few weeks, we've been doing a little series on New Zealand sporting history, just how much fun it is to go and remember those events in detail. Have you enjoyed putting this together?
Yeah, I have. This is series three now, and I think every time you sort of fall in love with some of these athletes, and, you know, some of them it is sort of a walk down memory lane, but a lot of them it's ones you've never heard of before, and you're just blown away, I think.
Yeah. How do you choose who you include?
It is a very sort of collaborative decision. We get a lot of sort of tip-offs, sometimes from writers, sometimes from viewers of the show. And at this point, we're sort of getting athletes that we've covered before, getting back in touch and saying, you know, have you considered this person? So we like to get a good sort of diverse range and, interesting stories, people that have sort of got exciting little things that have happened on the side beyond their sporting career.
Yeah, and some of them, as you say, are perhaps largely unknown. But, I mean, Erin Baker is really a household name. Why did you decide to feature her?
We kind of found with Erin that she was in a similar, or doing our little surveys, she was kind of similar to Precious McKenzie or someone like that, and that there seems to be almost a date of birth that if you fall after, you don't know her. And a lot of people, to be honest, I had never heard of her. I don't know how she got past me. But her story was just so good, we couldn't let it go. And she was a lot of work to get on board. But I think she had a great time. We definitely had a great time talking to her and getting to know her and telling her story. So I think, her story, her personality, she's just a legend. She's undeniable.
Yeah. So can you tell us a bit more about her? As I say, I remember her just winning everything. But I reckon it's maybe her personality that most comes through in the feature you've created on her.
Yeah. So she says it herself from when she was a little kid, just doing, you know, school races or three-legged races. She was just completely sort of single-minded, competitive, took everything very seriously. And that sort of a thread through her life. She got sort of really involved in the Springbok tour protests and sort of gave that her all and suffered the repercussions of that going into her career. She sort of got into triathlon after moving to Australia and being so full on, her training 45 kilometres one way, 45 kilometres back. So she got into triathlon, did very well at it, basically started winning straight away, went overseas, won world championships, European championships. She's amazing. She's so focused and has the sort of athletic ability to obviously back that up. And so she's just basically a machine and went on to win. She won so many things, sort of nine world championships, I think. The Hawaii Ironman a few times.
And might have done better sort of commercially if she'd played the game a bit more, but she wasn't really that interested. You talked to her sister, who was Erin's manager for a bit, and suggested once that perhaps she might put on a bit of lipstick for a meeting with a potential sponsor, but no.
No, I don't think that's Erin's style. She was just about being a great athlete, being fair, sort of no frills, doing things right. Yeah, so she's probably didn't have the sort of personality that was going to show up on What Now and get gunned, you know, anything like that. But it's just so incredibly inspiring and, you know, self-aware but completely unapologetic about being like that, and rightly so.
And determined to win. Can you share that there's one anecdote which shines through in your feature that really gives you an idea of how determined Erin was?
Yes, so that was, she'd just gone over to Europe and was competing in the first, it was 85, the first European Ironman Championship. Apparently it was just a terrible day, there are sort of other things that happened that weren't in the episode, including her getting into an altercation with an official, but I think you can sort of imagine that while you're watching the episode. It was a terrible day. She got a flat tyre 120 kilometres into the cycle leg, couldn't get the tyre off with her hands because they were so frozen. Someone tried to help her, a bystander tried to help her, which would have, you know, disqualified her from the race. So she smacked her with a bike pump and then ended up tearing the bike tyre off with her teeth.
Yeah.
And then she jumped on the bike, caught up with everyone that had passed her, and won.
Yeah, I love it. Any other sports people featured that you wanted to mention today, Natalie?
They're all incredible. I suppose it depends on what you're into. Cherie Taylor is sort of one of my favourites for sure. She's New Zealand's sort of matriarch of the wood chopping sport. That's just an incredibly beautiful episode, an incredibly beautiful story. She's another woman who sort of, you know, got into a sport fairly late and has just basically cleared the path for the Axe Ferns and, you know, won 10 world championships. Another incredible sports person. They're all amazing. We've got a pole dancer called Koko Ibaraki, who has, you know, just doing incredibly well. She's 50, or close to 50, and still competing. Maurice Chamberlain, who's just got an incredible story about coming so close to gold. And Alia Fakasi, who's a Samoan boxer. And again, you know, he was sort of fighting at the wrong time. If he was alive today, he'd be, you know, fighting for millions and world titles. But, played out differently.
Well, one best sports program at the 2020 New Zealand TV Awards. It's called Scratched. It's on the Spinoff website. Just dropped. So it takes a little bit of finding, I have to say, but persevere on Google and you'll find it. We'll put a link to it on our website as well. And Natalie, congratulations and thanks for introducing us to five more interesting New Zealand sporting heroes.
Pleasure. And there's one more to come as well. So, keep an eye on the website.
Great, thanks. Natalie Wilson, series producer of Scratched, Aotearoa's Lost Sporting Legends.